Blog Talk Radio.
Shortly,
and he is going to be helping many of us in the area of fitness. So I'm looking forward to some people calling in and getting into the chat room so that you can learn what to do to get yourself fit. And I believe I got his name right, if that's correct. And so I'm sure Ms. Patricia will let me know if that was the absolute right name. And so I will just wait for him to get to the phone lines. But, you know, this is a great time to talk about fitness. You know, many of us are trying to get that swimsuit physique going, and so we're getting ready. We still got time, y'all. It's not totally too late, because if we don't hurry up and do it, it's going to be over. Summer will be over. We'll be back in our corduroys and our wools and our sweaters. But now is the time where people begin to shed much of that, but don't shed it all. We don't want to see everything you got. We want you to leave something to the imagination. That's why God gave us an imagination. He wants us to use it. So ladies, please, please, please don't come out and show us everything, okay? So, but what you do show, let it be in form. And so, and we want to be fit. We want to be healthy. People are living longer. And so as we live longer, you see, but what's the quality of that longer life? You want to live long, yes, but you want to live long and healthy. You want to live long and you want to feel good. You don't want to just live long and then you can't even enjoy your life. So we want to be able to eat right. We want to be able to get the right nutrition in our bodies. We want to be able to get the proper exercise, making sure that we keep our limbs limber so that we're able, again, to use them. Legs were made to, well, we use them to go up and down the stairs, and backs were made to bend over so we could pick up things. And we want to keep everything in the right perspective. So our guest this morning, who will be coming to the line, will be talking about, you know, fitness. But I have several people who are in that line of work who do help people with their health. Health and fitness go together. Success, health, and fitness go together. Wealth, success, health, and fitness go together. So what's the sense, again, I say all the time, what's the sense of having a lot of money but you're not healthy enough to enjoy it? What's the sense of going out and building a big business and amassing lots of income and you're not here to enjoy it? So we're going to have someone come on to talk to us about what we can do and what we should do to make our lives more fit. And then if you have any questions, you can type them in the chat room if you're in the chat room, or if you call in to the phone lines. So here we are, today's Friday. Good morning and welcome to the show. Welcome, Miss Kiva. Renee, I see you all the way down there in Nashville, Tennessee. Good morning, good morning. And to Miss Virginia Dancy, who is in North Carolina getting ready for the Releasing Your Inner Power conference that is traveling to North Carolina. That's our first stop. We're on tour. We've been doing the conference here for 4 years. We've done the Release, you know, Your Power conference. This will be our fourth year, and we've done it 3 years here in New Jersey. And now year four, we are going to North Carolina with the Releasing Your Inner Power conference. And so if you've attended the first couple of years, then you know what an awesome, motivating, and just downright empowering time that we have, because that's what we do. We come together to empower, to inspire. We bring people together. We're not there to compete. That's one of the things that is not on the agenda. That's not on the agenda of any of the events that I do. There should be no competition. I should have a sign. Next time I have an event, I'm going to hang out a big banner. No competition allowed. There's a time and a place for competition. When you're running in a track meet or you are in the football league, the NFL, then you have competition. Or you are playing in the Masters or the Open. And so there's competition. But when it comes to empowering, inspiring, motivating others, there's no competition. We are coming together to help each other get there. And because when we help each other, we help ourselves. So again, as soon as my guest calls in, he is going to hit his number one key, and that way I will know it's him, and I will open up his phone line. And our guest today is going to be telling us about fitness. You know, I don't care how much I hear about fitness, I can never hear enough. It's like I want to hear it every day. So, yes, while we've had Mr. Keaty on from California, and he told us some great things, some of the things we took heed to, some of the things we did not. And he told us about the superfoods and, you know, how important they are to get these foods into our system. And look, it's still time. It's always time to hear it again. I had a lady on my Facebook page just ask yesterday. She needs to lose 10 pounds, and she needs to lose it fast. Now, I didn't ask her how fast, but I'm assuming there is something coming up, and there's probably an outfit that she needs to get into. You know, ladies, how we do. And rather than go out and buy a larger size, we would rather take that energy and try to lose that weight to get into what we've already got, especially if what we have is very nice and is something that we favor. And why not? And plus, we want to lose the weight because probably there's more than that one outfit that we have in our closets that we want to get back into. Me, myself, I have several that I want to get back into. So I always welcome the type of guest that can talk about fitness. So as soon as our guest arrives, I will definitely bring him right on. That's Mr. Steve McGee. And he will tell us what we can do to get the weight off instantly and gradually. I know they say that a gradual is better because they say we'll keep it off longer. I don't know about that. I know people that gradually got it off and they still picked it back up. But I think it's part of it's a mindset. You know, you got to have the, you got to keep your mind, you know, stayed on doing what's right. Because every day there's some ways that we could get off track. There's some foods or, you know, just not wanting to get up and go exercise. Something to throw us off track. And once we get off track, oh boy, sometimes it's a long time before we get back on. But if you have any suggestions, please type them in. But again, summer is almost here. We still have a good, you know, 16 days or so before summer, maybe a little more. Yeah, right about 18, I counted them up, right about 18 days we have left. And I think you can do a nice little, you know, drop 5, 10 pounds. But the young lady had wanted to lose 10 pounds, and someone suggested that she take her boots off and get back on the scale. So sometimes, yes, different, if you have clothing on and you get on a scale to weigh yourself, it could possibly, your clothes weigh a couple of pounds anyway. So it's going to be interesting to hear what he has to say and, you know, some of the standard things we know that we should not be doing. But maybe if we hear it yet one more time, and maybe there's a new twist, maybe he'll give us a different spin than what we've had before. But I noticed there's a lot of people that are really checking out of here. So I'm really interested to hear what it is that one can do to protect themselves as best that, you know, we can. So when they call in, let me get back over here to the chat room, see what's going on there. And we got good morning to Lauren33. Good morning and welcome to the show. Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Kiva. Yes, I just got sound. Okay, sorry to hear that you didn't have sound. Okay, some other people had to also log back in. Okay, can everyone in the chat hear? Okay, so let's see. So I'm waiting for our guest to come on, and I'm sure that he will be here shortly. Hopefully he has the number, 347-945-7991, just in case he is listening but not able to dial in. So I'm going to just ask in the chat room, can they hear? And if they can hear, that'll be great. And while we're waiting for our guest, I will just continue to talk about this being, there's our guest right there. I believe that's our guest. So let me see if I can open up that phone line. I think that's our guest right there. And let's see. Okay. Good morning. Okay. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Lalisa.
Yes, is that Versie?
This is Versie. So this is midweek inspiration, but I'm not the, the weight loss guy, but I did have some suggestions. How's everybody doing out there?
Doing great. Let's hear them.
Well, you know what? For the 10 pounds, because that is a small amount in the scheme of things, it is a difficult amount, especially if you've been on a diet regime for a while. That last 10 pounds seems to always be the killer. However, I just had an opportunity to be on a call a couple of days ago, and it was talking about detoxification, just detoxing your body of any foods, any meats. And if you were done utilizing salads, also pineapples, warm water, as opposed to tea or coffee, but just warm water and sometimes with a little drop of brown vinegar, and maybe do that for a week, just vegetables and fruits, and you'll see the weight loss come off and the energy just seems to shoot up.
Really?
Yep.
So let me get that straight. So the detoxing includes this vegetables, warm water, or did you say hot water?
Warm water, yeah, warm water.
Warm water with a little drop of vinegar or so.
Right. And they say to stay away during the detox. You usually it's for more than just a week. It's sometimes for 14 days or a month. But it's to actually even pull out just anything that's an animal, they're suggesting not to eat. And so the question was, can we sweeten up the warm water with honey? They said, no, honey actually comes from an animal because it comes from a bumblebee, but pure maple syrup will actually do the trick. So a spoonful of maple syrup dropped into the warm water will actually do the trick. So these individuals are trying to really detox themselves and to, pull out any impurities. So they just went fruits, vegetables, any raw roughage. But again, I was really surprised. I'm like, I know you can do honey. They said, no, honey comes from an animal. So if you're really trying to detox yourself, to purify your skin, to, cleanse yourself, is to do just the vegetables and the fruit. And they were saying to do dry salad and or homemade salad dressing because it doesn't have the preservatives and any additives in it. So I thought it was very interesting. So, broccoli, spinach, anything, that's a green leafy vegetable or roughage will do the trick. And if you can do it for that 1 week, and that's, no milk, no chocolates, anything that, is man-made or could come from an animal, it said, just do that every now and again, and you'll see the difference, the world of difference.
And what did you say about pineapples?
Pineapples is a real good trigger for the metabolism. And if you go to Brazilian restaurants, they actually give you the dessert or the pineapples first before your meal comes out. So it actually triggers your metabolism, and it helps to flush out your system a lot quicker and a lot smoother. So, pineapples is a real good one. We know watermelons are, water-based. You have your grapes, which are water-based. Anything to keep putting water into your system to help flush out, because especially that last 10 pounds for individuals who've been on a diet routine or exercise regime for a while, that is sedimentary fat. That's the hardened fat that has been compiled or placed in your body for a long, extended period of time. What goes through our system on a daily or weekly basis is the new introduction of food or fat. But it's that sedimentary, just like a sedimentary rock is the hardest part of the rock. It's the oldest part of the rock. If you're looking at rocks, if you're into science, that's the same thing with your body and it's fat.
So you have a lot of experience with this as well, considering you lost a considerable amount of weight. Is that not true?
That's true. It took me to become an adult where I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. And at the age of 25, after going to the doctor, he's asking me, you know, how old are you? And I tell him, he said, it's amazing. And he said, you know, your heartbeat is of an athlete, but you're 289 pounds, 290 pounds. And the average African-American that comes into my doctor's office, he said, we're on some type of medication for high blood pressure, diabetes, and other things. He said, you're fortunate, but if you keep this up, you'll be there too. So at that point in time, I made a decision, and I changed my mindset. I changed my behavior and didn't realize that some of the triggers, some of the stress triggers that forced me or made me go eat, and I'm already predisposed to gaining weight because both my father and mother's side, there is overweight or obesity. So I was already predisposed to gaining weight and didn't make it any better. However, when I was stressed, I would want something sweet. And I always reached for cakes and cookies and donuts and didn't realize that the pineapples, the apples, the grapes, they give me that sweetness. However, as opposed to having a 40-minute rush and then, you know, I crashed, those items gave me a four-hour rush, and that's the difference. People don't realize the energy that two slices of whole wheat bread gives you, 4 hours of energy, where two chocolate chip cookies give you 40 minutes of energy, and again, you have that crashing or, you know, rushing or slamming process where now you need to eat those items again, and most of those have I guess what they call hollow calories, so they're really not doing anything for your body. I didn't realize that, you know, corn has no nutritional value whatsoever. We eat a lot of corn. I didn't realize that green beans actually turn into sugar turn into fat or, sugar if you don't, you know, use it as energy. So if you take that product and you're not exercising, it then converts to fat very quickly. So I had to do a whole educational process, started, you know, eating yogurt, eating salads, things that I had never envisioned eating years prior to. And it changed my whole lifestyle, the energy level, being able to go to the store and purchase a pair of 36 slacks, and no matter who the manufacturer was, I was just able to grab them, put them in the bag, and go home and wear them. That had never happened in my entire life.
Mm. And so what did that feel like?
You know what? You feel like you now at that point in time, you can move mountains, because if you can overcome that hurdle, if you can overcome that vice, there's nothing else that would limit you. I started gaining weight probably in first or second grade, and it just continued. I believe in my freshman year, well, I know in my senior year of junior high, I was a size 40 waist. Now, get this. In high school, I was 205 pounds. I was 5 feet tall. That's not healthy for anybody. You know, however, you know, mom and them, you know, every time something goes on, you know, you hurt your finger, go get something to eat. We're going to the mall, we're going to get something to eat. We're going to so-and-so's house, we're going to get something to eat. And it was just a habit. And in my grandmother and my grandfather were always slim as youngsters, but they grew up in a different era. They grew up where they walked. They grew up where they ate, you know, natural food and roughage and didn't even realize it. You know, what lima beans, you know, does for your system, what greens do for your system. There's, you know, so many nutritional values in not overindulging. We come from a history of, for Thanksgiving, we have to have macaroni and cheese. We have to have potato salad. We have to have spaghetti. We have all these different pastas and all these, you know, artery-clogging foods at our table, and we're not doing the things to circumvent that and increase our health, because every 10 pounds, is one more pants or dress size. Every 10 or 20 pounds that you gain or you maintain could, you know, shorten your lifespan by 1 to 2 years.
Mm. Yeah.
So, you know, we have to make different choices and realize that, you know, what are augment that anything white, I gave up.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit there. But he may have to dial back in. You know how it is.
Okay, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm with you now. We heard
okay.
You had to give up something white.
I gave up anything white. So I gave up white flour, white rice, white bread. Those are, you know, bleached anyway, but they're not good for your system. And again, they had no nutritional value whatsoever.
Well, you know that.
Me?
A lot of things we do eat add absolutely no nutritional value whatsoever. So, you know, that goes without saying. And even things that we do in our life, we do things that really don't add any value to our life. So we're kind of used to that, like in a habit, so to speak. Whereas in some countries, they don't do that. What they listen to, what they watch, what they read, and what they eat are things that add value to their life. So, you know, it's just another example of how in the U.S. we've gotten so far away from what was originally, you know, some of the things that were here to help us live long and live happier. But we need to get back to that. So this is very good, and I'm so glad because our guest could not call in today. But I'm so glad that you were able to call in because you have you have your real testimony about what you had to go through, and that's always powerful to hear. And you kept it off. So I think many of us would love to know, you know, again, how you get started in something very simple, even for a person that has not done anything, so to speak. How do you get started? And then how do you keep it going?
And I'll tell you, and just even just doing things fundamentally different, you know what? French fries are delicious. We enjoy them. But you can bake them and get them
tell
just
you right
as
now.
Crisp. And get
I
them,
love
you, know, you can bake them and get them just as crisp and very tasty. And shed, you know, the 1,000 calories off of them because you're not, you know, deep frying them in oil. Also, another thing I discovered is that the highest amount of fat and calories in fried chicken is contained in the skin. So if you have to have fried chicken, just peel the skin off. Also, if you still want that taste of the crispness when you bite down, you can take the skin off prior to cooking it and then deep fry it quickly and then pull it out, and you would still have less calories and less fat if you had deep fried it with the skin on it.
And what about that, remember the old-fashioned way to get fried chicken without frying? Shake and bake, and I helped.
Shake and bake. And it's those little things. It's those, you know, little things that we don't think about, if you just have to be outside eating, you know, just you want this item of these French fries, don't get the large, get the small. Instead of getting, a carbonated beverage, drink water. There's so many alternatives that we're just so accustomed to ordering or doing something in one manner that it's hard to change that. And just walking 25 minutes 3 days a week, in the morning after dinner, you will see 10 pounds come off. You know, that love handle, you know, those love handles that are just sticking around will just melt off. It's just these little things that we're doing, finding the furthest parking spot at the mall and walking to the front door as opposed to searching around for 20 minutes to then go inside the mall where you stay there for 6 hours. If you're going to be there that long, it doesn't matter where you park, you got to walk anyway. So just that additional distance from the door can help again with that stubborn waistline.
But, you know, that's a key point. I just never thought of it like that. If you're going to go in the, you know, sometimes you ride around looking to try to shed a couple minutes off your walk. But you're right. If you're going to go in and walk around for an hour or two, I mean, and like you say, 6 hours for some people, I could never do that. But for some, I can't stand them all that long. It's too close in for me. But to go in for even an hour or two, again, it's 20 minutes. What's 20 more minutes going to make? So, and like you say, you get exercise. So I think a lot of it is mindset. So I'm glad you mentioned that. That's good. Now, what about this, the food tasting? I think a lot of our problem is when it comes to doing things like the alternatives. The first thing happens is our brain triggers the concept of, but it's not going to taste as good.
And that's probably the thing that keeps us in bondage because of that mentality. You can, you know, season your food to taste. I prefer not to use salt, again, another white product. So I'll use all-purpose seasonings and all-natural seasoning, you know, that encompasses everything that you need. We're so, you know, used to the sweetener or the salt in our food, and we don't need it. Our body doesn't process it well, and it's causing us great difficulties, you know, in our lives. So, you know, for the taste, like I said, with the fried chicken, you can, you know, put the flour on there if you want to, or what I do is just put the seasoning that I want, whether it's Lori's all-purpose seasoning, and just throw it in that doggone griddle or that, you know, deep fryer, and you don't miss the taste. Diet products today are just so well sweetened and so well masked, you don't miss the the taste that you once felt you would. Skim milk tastes phenomenally different than it was, you know, 35 years ago when it was introduced to me. You know, those heavy dairy products are not good for your system. As African Americans, we don't digest dairy products well. And so now we're having indigestion, we're having muscle spasm and cramps, and we don't know where it's coming from. Let me say this, if I can convey this. I took an aspirin or Tylenol at least 3 times a week up until I changed my eating habit. So at least 3 times a week I was having a headache of some sort. Not a migraine, but a headache. The week after changing my diet and my habits and my behavior, I didn't have a headache again. I have not had a headache in the last 17 years. I've had three, you know, tensions in the back of the neck where I can see something going on, you know, I'm about to catch a cold or an allergy attack is going on. But to have a headache, I haven't had a headache in over 17 years. That was because of my diet. That was because of what I put into my body. My body was acting adversely to it.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing else, if just that makes the difference. If just that makes the difference. Because what could have been going on inside of my body? Could it have been, you know, high blood pressure trying to, you know, push through at that time? Could have been diabetes. I don't know, but I haven't had a headache. And I hear people complain about headache or indigestions or heartburn. I have none of those. And I'm twice their age for most of them.
Yes, wow. Wow. Yes, okay. Kiva says she also gave up white. Okay, I thought it was something. Yes, she said she gave up also anything white, so that's good. And I know, Kiva, you're healthy, so that's good, that's good. But, you know, it's, wow, this is really good. And I know that the young lady that I had, that was on Facebook asking about losing 10 pounds, and I, you know, share with her to come to the show today and to hear, you know, from our guests. So you are our guest, and we thank you for sharing. But she can still get what she needs in terms of the detoxing and the quick weight. She wants to drop 10 pounds. She's not, I do know her, and I've seen her personally just in the past couple of months, so I don't think that she's a person that has been on a serious diet for years or anything like that, and she's not, you know, obese or anything like that. So, but sometimes when you, like you said, when it's 10 pounds that you haven't had to move in a long time, then it's been there a while and it may be harder to lose, you know, for somebody who's probably very overweight and they say, okay, I want to lose 10 pounds. It probably won't take them much to lose 10, you know, that first 10. But it seems like that last 10, that can be a big, big issue. So definitely curving the appetite, curving some of these foods that are so full of calories. Now, how many calories actually does it take to make a pound? I had heard around 3,000 or so. Do you know the actual number?
That I do not. I've never converted it into pounds from calories. I know if you do, I think it's supposed to be for women, you should take in 1,800 calories a day, or 2,000 a man should be 1,500 because of our muscle structure and our mass. I know if you take in 2,000 calories and you do nothing other than that, you will maintain your weight. If you take in 2,000 calories and you walk for an hour, one day a week, you would lose weight. Obviously, if you take in more and do nothing, you will gain weight. And if you take in more and still do the 1 hour, you will gain weight as well. So I'm not sure the conversion between calories and actual poundage or pounds, that I've never done. But, you know, your caloric intake, you do want to be conscious of that. And, you know, we really got ruined in the 80s and 90s with supersize, with Cinnabon. I mean, Cinnabon, one Cinnabon is 1,200 calories. That's almost your entire caloric intake in just one item. And so with the supersized fries, the triple stack burgers, all these different things, and lack of exercise, I mean, you know, again, Coach, there's people who will not walk to the corner store.
Yeah, you're talking to her.
So now we no longer have to get up with the pliers and turn the TV channel or move the rabbit antenna. All, you know, mowing your own lawn, you know, taking your laundry to the basement and bringing it back up, you know, going to the grocery store and then packing your car and then unpacking your car, washing your own car, all these things burn calories. And they were doing it invisibly. And you were wondering why, you know, at 26, you know, your stomach was flat and, you know, you look nice in your skirt or your jeans. And now at 36, you're saying, well, I still only eat X, Y, and Z a day. But those other 10 things that you were doing from an exercise standpoint, you haven't or not doing it because of these conveniences we now have, which, again, adds on the weight.
And like you said, some of these conveniences came with age and income, because as we were able to purchase things that made our lives easier. I remember my grandmother and them having to wash clothes by hand in the tub and having to wring them out, because I thought, what a horrible chore when it was my turn to help wring. But it was providing a nice little, what do you call those things when they get in their upper arm, that little cut. It was providing that, because we would wring the clothes out, and then we had to hang them up on a clothesline. And a woman told me some years ago, no, not that many years ago, but maybe about 6 years ago, I was at a health fair, and it was for, and there was a woman there with a table talking about breast cancer. And they were in the medical field. They were nurses or what have you. And I remember I said to her, and she was, of course, trying to convince every woman there to come and have a mammogram. And so I said to her, you know, ma'am, you know, I had one of those, blah, 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 not quite into that, kind of painful. It seems to me that if I keep doing that, I'll have cancer. Because that thing just felt, but anyway, so not to get off on that, because I know some people are very sensitive about their mammograms, as my mother was. You know, she was religious about having her mammogram. Well, she died at 70, and she had her breast removed 3 months before she died of a heart attack. So, and again, I don't have anything against mammograms, but I'm just telling my little story. And so the lady said to me, I said, ma'am, could you give me the real deal? Because I know y'all have to do this. You work in the medical field. They pay you. You went to school. Because, you know, being a college student and working in a college, I know about teaching, and I know we have to teach whatever's in the textbook. And so I said, tell me the real deal on this whole thing, you know. And so I said, how come, you know, my grandmother's in them generation? I don't remember, like, any of those women that my grandmother was friends with and blah, blah, blah. I just don't remember a lot of them having breast cancer. Whereas now it seems like every other woman has breast cancer. You know, I don't know what the statistics are. I don't know if it's 1 in every 3 or 1 in 4 or 1 in 10 or whatever. But I know it's a lot more than what I remember my grandmother and my mother and them talking about back in the, I was born in the 50s, so, and I would say the 60s. And so the lady said, ma'am, she says, well, you know, back then, women did, you know, a lot of things that required upper body movement. So in other words, as opposed to running a vacuum sweeper, they took a broom. And then that motion that you go back and forth with a broom as you're sweeping, that's providing upper body movement. She says, when you go put out the laundry, you're hanging the laundry, again, your arms are going over your head, and what? They're going up and down, up and down. Upper, you're bending down, and then you put, you know, all the way up, right? And I remember even in school as kids, they used to make us do these little exercises in the kindergarten, first grade. Okay, stand on your tippy toes and reach way up in the sky. I remember that, right? And so she says, and I says, okay, so, yeah, we did those things. So how does that relate to breast cancer? She says, well, and then she began to talk about, and I know it's going to sound a little technical, but I don't want to get too technical, but she, and I don't, you know, like I said, I can't recite word for word or medically what she said, but what I got out of is that some kind of a mass can form, and it can form better when we're not moving that upper body. But as we're moving it, that mass doesn't have a chance, doesn't have a better, has a less chance of forming because we're moving, okay? And so I said, oh, okay. So I thanked her and everything, and I went from that time on, and I have my house is full of carpet. But from that time on, you know, I start sweeping the floor again. You know, I don't have a clothesline in the backyard to hang up clothes. I still use a dryer, but I sweep my floor. My husband, he says to me, you know, because we went out and bought a Kirby vacuum sweeper. You know, those things are expensive. And so he says, how come you're sweeping the floor? And I said, oh, that's good for me, you know, like that. But I will run the vacuum sweeper sometimes. But the majority of the time, 90% of the time now, I sweep. Now, am I saying that that's a cure for breast cancer? No, I'm not saying that. But it's just like what you're saying, is that you just do little things. And I am saying that every little bit helps. So anyway, that's my little story about, and plus it's a good exercise too. And so my arms are not as, you know, out of shape as some other parts of my body. I think because of that, you know, upper body movement, just sweeping the floor. And especially carpet, you know, carpet is harder to sweep. So you're going to get more. You want a good workout on a Saturday and you have carpet, take the broom, forget the vacuum sweeper, get the broom and sweep. Same thing with mopping. You know, remember back in the day how we used to have to mop that floor? You know, nowadays people get those floors that are automatically shined. Therefore, you just take one of those little things you get from the, you know, store for like $10, $15, and you just mop the floor, swipe, swipe, swipe. Well, back then, we had the floors where you really had to mop, and you had to mop hard. And again, there's that upper body movement. So anyway, back to you, Mr. Walker. Okay, Mr. Walker, I think you put me on mute. Mr. Walker? Okay, well, oh, we lost him somehow. Maybe he had to, he had to call back in, I think. He might have.
Paul, are you there?
There you are. There you are. So, yeah, that was my little story about.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
So, yeah, that was my little story about exercising and health and a nice little healthy.
Right. Yeah. So I was just saying that when it comes to, you know, historically what has plagued us as African Americans has been, you know, leprosy, high blood pressure, and diabetes. And when we started having other ailments and other diseases that were known only to other nationalities, we have to go back and trace back what did we do differently then that we're not doing now. it is those household chores that can make a difference. See, cancer cells are your normal cells that are just radical. They don't play well. They don't play well with other cells. And so when you have those other cells fully engaged and they're healthy and they're moving around, they're active, they can combat the cancer that may be looming. And so where it may not be a cure for cancer, but it could be a preventative measure, doing those things, jumping jacks, hanging, you know, clothes on the line, washing clothes, wringing clothes out, as you said, simply mopping, as opposed to, you know, what people are or not doing today. And we say we don't have enough time, but we have a lot of time to do a lot of things that we want to do, but we're not putting any emphasis in the area of exercising. When I went to the carnival this weekend, I saw that the great majority of the people there were overweight or obese. I looked up online for the National Health Society, and it shows that 67% of all adult Americans are overweight or obese. So we're talking two-thirds of our society is considered to be overweight or obese, and 50% of that two-thirds are obese. That shouldn't be. And it has a direct line into what we're eating and the lack of exercise, period. Period. And then on top of that, our foods are being processed in such a manner where it used to take 4 months to raise a chicken to be full maturity in order to then send it to market. They're doing it now in 4 weeks with additives and steroids and everything else. That goes into your body as well, and you are what you eat, or you will become what you eat. So we have to be conscious of that as people.
Yeah, that's good. Wow. It's definitely a wake up. I mean, even like you said, I'm just thinking now about the washing of the car. Again, you're going into the bucket, you're bringing your arm back up, you're stretching across the car, you're stretching to the other side, and you're getting that stretching move, you're twisting that, you know, you can get rid of those love handles. All that twisting, I think about the hours I spent on the dance floor at the disco. I was mad in shape. I mean, just, you know, you couldn't tell me anything.
Roller skating, bike riding, I mean, the whole nine. And you had a ball. You had a ball, and you looked phenomenal.
Looked phenomenal. And so now, let me tell you, yeah, I get my shout on, but let me tell you, I'm shouting, and I'm sweating, and I'm losing weight. I'm praising the Lord and losing weight.
At the same time.
So, you know, the praise dancers, I thank God for these young people now who are getting into the praise dance. And some of the little chunky ones, they need to get in there and twist and turn and bend and stretch. And, you know, some of them didn't like to take gym at school. So get them on that praise team. Get them in that dance troupe. And they can do something fun that they like doing. And they can do the sit-ups and the stretches and all that other stuff that we used to do. But I know my mother used to watch Jack LaLanne, you know, back in the day. There wasn't all this competition on television. So, you know, Jack LaLanne had free reign, you know. And so we used to watch Jack LaLanne. I used to watch Jack LaLanne every day. So I know, and we know his story. So I know just about every type of, exercise that can be done at home with just a chair. Don't need no fancy equipment. I don't need ballys. Nothing wrong with ballys, but I'm just saying. Having grown up with Jack LaLanne, watched it every day because it was on every day, and as a kid, you're home in the summer, what have you. I know all the tricks of the trade, y'all, so if you ever, maybe I'll make a video, Mr. Walker. Especially now since Mr. Jack LaLanne has passed. Maybe not. Because my mother would have us down there on the floor, and God bless her, she was, even though, I don't know if she realized that she was, but my mother was not overweight growing up as a child. But after having child after child, she had seven children. So after having her seven children, she kept the weight on, and she kept eating, right, because my mother loved food. And she worked with a bunch of women, so that can also, ladies, you got to watch that. And she worked for the Internal Revenue Service, and these women loved bringing, they loved having potlucks. It seemed like every week I would see my mother in the cooking something extra. And, Mom, where are you going with that? Oh, at work, so-and-so's retiring. So-and-so's having a baby. So-and-so got older. So they were always having some kind of a party at work, right? And so she would have us exercise with her. My mother was always on a diet. I remember that. Like, I know about a lot of diets, and people probably wonder why, but because my mother was on all of them. And so, you know, she, Weight Watchers, you name it, she had them all. And none of them worked for her because she didn't do all of the other things, like change her mindset and do the exercises. But she would have us on the floor doing these various exercises with her because we were kids. But the thing was, you want a partner. You want somebody doing it with you. And so I know about a lot of these exercises. So when I hit 23 and went into the military, and in boot camp, you have to pass the PE test, right, the physical education test. Well, believe it or not, there were people that would fail that. And you would think, how can you fail a PE test at 18? I'm telling you, these are 18, 19, 20-year-olds, okay, failing PT. In the military boot camp, I saw it. I've seen women cry their eyes out because they couldn't do it. They couldn't do the exercises. They couldn't do sit-ups. They couldn't do the jumping jacks. They couldn't do the push-ups and many other.
I was going to say, I tell you, Coach, I know that was, you know, for you, 25 was just a couple weeks ago, but now these 18-year-olds and 17-year-olds, that it's even worse. They don't even know what the inside of a gym looks like.
Wow.
They don't even take it at school. They're too busy concerned with their hair being done, their nails being done, but they're not doing calisthenics. They're not doing simple exercises. They can't even make it up three flights of stairs. And that is horrific. It's unfortunate. And you know, even if a situation where they had to rough it today, they wouldn't be able to. If they had to endure, huh?
Yeah.
If if their building, the office building, the elevator went down or broke down, they had to climb up a set of stairs, they probably would better call off of work just to make that hike up.
Now, that's funny. But I tell you what, if they made a requirement that you couldn't get out of high school until you pass a physical ed test, there'd be a lot of people getting set back. Because you're slim don't mean that you can do exercise. Because these military people were not overweight. Because you got to take a weight. You got to get on a scale before you even get into the military. So it wasn't like these were overweight people. These people were, you know, didn't appear to be overweight at all. But they did not have the ability. They didn't have the stamina to do 50 sit-ups, you know, and things of that nature, because it wasn't like you doing a one or two. And, you know, they couldn't run. You know, when I was in the Navy, you had to run 5 miles a week, which doesn't seem like a lot. But, you know, you had to do that each week on certain days of the week, you know. And, you know, we ran every day, but we didn't always run 5 miles because they started us out, you know, at a smaller increment. But I tell you, if I could ever just go back, if I could just go back to the military schedule, boy, I'd be good to go. Because their stuff is very simple, jumping jacks, push-ups, those knee bends and things like that. We didn't have no equipment. We didn't have a stepper. We didn't have any of that. All you had was the floor and you had the track. That was it. And that seemed to be all we needed.
That was enough. In simplicity.
And we would run in place. They'd have us run in place for, I don't even know how long, so many minutes, that you'd run in place. So you didn't even really have to go outdoors to run. They taught you how to, you had to run in place, and you had to do it for a certain length of time. And my favorite exercise was the jumping jacks. And probably one of the better exercises.
Yeah, jumping jacks will pull those love handles off of you faster than you can imagine. Jumping jacks, deep knee bends, and what do you call that, sit-ups.
Squat.
Those three activities will have you tone, fit, and in shape unbelievably fast and with minimal activities. I know the jumping jacks have been said to be difficult or tough on your joints. However, you're not going to be doing 1,000, but 25 jumping jacks in the morning and 25 at night, you will see those love handles just burn, you know, melt off of you.
Well, you know what? They, when it comes, and the push-ups, now that was 1980 that I was there learning about this, and they would make us do those push-ups, and we thought how horrible. It would seem like punishment. They would tell you, like, you did anything wrong. It was always, okay, get down and give me, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever the petty officer wanted to subscribe to you to do for whatever you had done incorrectly, right? And so that's what's the way of life in the military, especially boot camp. And once you got out of boot camp, people weren't watching you that closely to see you make mistakes. But in boot camp, of course, you're under a microscope. So everything you do is being watched, and you get out of place, boom, you got to get down and you got to do push-ups, right? So here I sit now 30-something years later in a nutrition class where the nutritionist is an exercise expert, came from a gym to tell us what exercises really are going to make a benefit to you. And the first one, is, he said, was push-ups, the old-fashioned push-ups, because he said by you pushing your body weight,
right
there you're doing a tremendous in terms of toning and, like you say, being up your, toning up your body, getting rid of that excess. Yes, he said that push-ups, it was number one.
Yeah, wow. And the push-up is a whole process. I mean, you have to, you know, have strength in the legs to hold your body up. You have to push yourself up with your arms to hold your body up. It encompasses the back. It encompasses the front thigh, the calf muscles. I mean, it engages so many different things. That one activity, and I could see why they would, you know, that would be one of the punishments or one of the grueling tasks that you would have to undertake. But it's those basic things that we did without a $400 a month membership, without a, gazelle in our living room and all these other things. We just got off the couch, you know, we didn't really have one at the time. It was usually somebody's bed, the couch was, but We got out, we engaged, we walked, we talked, we did things out of necessity because we didn't have the financing to call a cab or to jump in a car. So we did things just fundamentally differently then than we do today, and we see the results. I mean, when I went to grammar school, there was one, maybe two chubby kids or someone who was overweight in the classroom of 25, 27 kids. Now you'd be hard-pressed to find a slim child. You'll be hard-pressed to find a slim child who, who's healthy or who's, you know, athletically built or nicely taken care of because just the society in which we live in, and again, those that overweight, it rides on the person's joint, on their bones, it brings about difficulties and, ailments that probably wouldn't have come for, you know, some years, but they're being, you know, shown, and they're developing in people much younger and much sooner now, and we say we don't know why, but the evidence is in the mirror. We just won't look.
Well, that's all we have. And on that note, we're going to look in the mirror. That's all we have time. And thank everyone in the chat room, Minty, Cultured, John Slim. Thank you, Kiva, Pat. Thank you to those that were in the chat room that had to go. For those, thank you to those who will listen to the archives. Thank you and welcome. If this is your birthday, we want to wish you a happy birthday before we go. Enjoy your day. Again, thank Mercy for that insight and input about fitness and weight loss. I think we now can go get our summer on the right way. We should,
right,
do some, right. We should do some Biggest Loser stuff and take some pictures and before and after. Well, we hope everyone has a safe and wonderful weekend, the first weekend in June. Sounds like it's going to be a good, exciting one for everyone. And we'll see you back here on Monday, ready to go for another week. And glad we have the midweek inspirator here on the end of the week. All right. So, y'all, do it, and do it big. Be empowered, be motivated, and please, please, fired.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.